speak in tongues. Amen. Can they help me put some? Lift up your hands. We are pray. God has sent me to somebody here this morning. Today is 2/11. You know, we hear about 9/11. But today is 2/11. In the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11. Book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11. It says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared unto all men." The grace of God had appeared to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. Today is 2/11. He said, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared unto all men." Oh, as you are here this morning, I speak unto you. The grace of God shall appear unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. But there may be people this morning, here this morning, that will doubt the word of God. That may be saying, "No, I don't think this is possible." That may be saying, "No, this word may not be for me." The Bible says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11, he said, "He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." God is telling me to tell somebody here this morning, an end has come to your sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to just hold, go to one person. If you are in the front, go to the back and hold one person. If you are in the front, if you are in the middle, find somebody. And I want you to just pray for that person. I want you to pray for that person. Say, you will tell that person, say, "Today is 2/11. Today is 2/11. I am going to make a decree. And that decree shall be established. I'm going to make a prophetic pronouncement. And that pronouncement shall be established. Therefore, I say unto you, every problem, every situation, every problem, every situation that has followed you here this morning, and then that's gone. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Brethren, we are going to pray. It's all about decree and prophetic prayers. And if you want somebody, maybe you know the person you are praying with now. If you know that that person is not a prayer, diplomatically go to another person the next time we are going to pray. In order not to annoy him or her, diplomatically do what? Go to another person. Look at somebody who can pray. And I pray that today, our problem will be solved in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, we want to thank you this morning. The King of Glory, the Lord of Love, we want to exalt your holy name. Father Lord, this morning, O Lord, I stand on this pulpit, O Lord, as your ambassador, O Lord, as your representative, O Lord. I fear no one, O Lord, except you that has sent this word to your people, Lord. Therefore, Father, the receptive heart, O Lord, for your children to receive it, O Lord, give unto them in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, Lord, back up your word, O Lord. Amen. Prophetically back up your word, O Lord. Amen. Decree, as your children will be making a decree this morning, O Lord. Father, Lord, let those decree be implemented in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, of my own, I can do nothing, O Lord. Therefore, I soak myself in your blood, O Lord. Let people not see me, O Lord, but let them see the glory of our Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Jehovah. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Praise the Lord. You will be seated, and Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. This morning, we are going to do some prayers. And my sermon is not going to, as I preach my sermon, we are going to be praying. Amen. This is the period of fasting and prayer. Amen. And today, I have the belief and assurance that you will not be left behind. Yeah. Whatever that problem that has brought you here this morning, that has followed you here this morning, they have made a mistake because they follow you here with it. They will not go back home with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. This morning, the title of my message is, I am that I am. I am that what? I am. And I'm going to take my passage, my text from the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus. Somebody will say Exodus again. Amen. Exodus chapter 3. And we're going to read from verse 1 to 15. Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1 to 15. Because of my time, I want to go straight. If you are there, say, shout hallelujah. If you are not there, say, wait for me. Okay. Exodus in the Old Testament. And it is the second book in the Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of the Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. Praise the Lord. Somebody is going to turn aside this morning and will hear the word of God. Amen. Somebody will turn aside this morning. Maybe you didn't hear me. Somebody will turn aside and hear the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. And when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. You are in the bush this morning. Maybe the place in your level now, you look at yourself, you cannot hear anything. You are in a precarious situation. The Lord will appear unto you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not high either. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, and for the place whereon thou standest is a holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. And have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. As you are seated here this morning, the Lord will surely see your afflictions. Amen. Wherever you are being punished, wherever the enemy is punishing you, the Lord will see your affliction and the Lord will hear your cry. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Every sorrow, everything that is making you to cry every day and night, that is not making you to be happy. Because the Bible says that thy joy will be full. Everything that is not making your joy to be full, I pray this morning that Lord will take it away today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. He said, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. The Lord is taking somebody somewhere this morning. And you will get there in the mighty name of Jesus. A land that will flow with milk and honey. A land that you will not say yes again. A land that you will not be fearful of anybody again. You know, that some of us, we are in our office. Anytime they say there is a restructuring, anytime they say there is something, we are always fearful. We are always doing eye service because we don't know what our bosses are going to do. But I say to you this morning, God will make you an employer of labor in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. That nobody, whoever is it, that person, will be able to command you that you go determine your going home or your coming back in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, to a land flowing with milk and honey unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites. And the Jebusites, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children is come unto me. That your cry has come unto the Lord this morning. He said, and I have also seen the oppression herewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Now come therefore, I will send thee out unto Pharaoh, said that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. Verse 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, I shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. This morning, I am, has sent me unto you this morning, and your problem shall be solved in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 15 and the last verse. And God said, moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Praise the Lord. You see, throughout the Old Testament in the original Hebrew, God is known by his four-letter word. You see, Yahweh. That is W-H-W-H. That is Yahweh. When you look at the Old Testament. And when you look at the King James Version of the Bible, it masks it to some extent. And most times, the King James Bible will translate Yahweh to the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll translate it to the Lord. However, this same name is translated as Jehovah in some Bible cases, in some Bible versions, and in some cases. When you go to Exodus, and in King James Version, Exodus chapter 6, verse 3, and you go to Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, and Isaiah 26, verse 4. Let me say it again. Exodus chapter 6, verse 3, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, and Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. You see that name is there and is translated as Jehovah. Amen. So the meaning of the Hebrew name of Yahweh, that is YHWH, God's name, is that he's self-existent. Amen. He's self-existent. I cannot say I am self-existent now. But the only person who can say I am self-existent is our Lord, is our God, our Father. So the Hebrew word in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, say, for I am that I am, is should be more accurately translated to be, I will be what I will be. Say, I will be what I will be. I cannot say, as Adebayo now, that I will be what I will be. It's only God who can determine what I will be. Praise the Lord. It's only God who can say, this is what I want you to be, and you will be like that. Many times I've been preaching here that I want death. That is my own destiny. But up till now, I have not got a death. So if I were God, I would have given myself a death. So what it means is that only God will say, I will be what I will be. No human being can say that. Is anybody getting my message now?
Yeah.
So the meaning of I am that I am means, it should be translated to doing, I will be what I will be. And God will be what will be in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to you. So when you look at this context, the Israelites, they are in the middle of crisis. When you look at the life of Moses is divided into 40 trips. The first 40, he was in the palace, eating whatever he wanted. He took everything, yogurt, everything that you can think about. Very good thing. And the next 40 years, he was in the wilderness, running away from Pharaoh. And the last 40 years, he was leading the children of Israel. So he was in the second 40 now, running away from Pharaoh. When you are in that situation, you don't know what is going to come. You don't know whether Pharaoh is going to arrest you. We don't know whether you are going to fall into the hand of the enemy. But you do. And somebody said to him, say, in the body bush said, "Hey, Mr. Moses, you are going to go and confront your former master, who happens to be somebody who brought you up. So I'm sending you to go and confront him. And go and tell your people, the people that you are going to tell them that I am ascending." People like me, you know, thank God that we have been able to read the Bible and we know what happened. I was preaching someday and I said to somebody, he said, "Noah, that some people refuse to enter the ark. If I were to be there at that time and somebody told me that he's building the ark, I said, they need to take this man to psychiatric hospital." That's what I would say. You are building a ark for which ark? And everybody, I would say, but because we have all read it now, we can say, why are those people, who are left behind, why didn't they come back? If today somebody said he's building a ark and I'm just here, how many of us will go and say, let us examine this thing? Praise the Lord. Let us examine this man. But do you know that as slow as snail is, everybody waited for snail to enter into that hack. We have the cheetah there that is 180 kilometers per hour. We have a lion there. And none of them kill each other in that hack. That is the mystery of God. So he now has him say, "Okay, now I know that I have a voice. So if they ask me, who has sent me? Okay, tell them. Say, I am that I am." It's not a local name that you say, Hase, Robert Stein. It's not all this Jewish name. And say, "I am that I am." It takes a man with courage to go and do that, to go and deliver that message. Okay? To go and deliver that message. He said, "I am that I am ascending." I pray this morning you will hear the voice of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. He promised, this is what God is trying to do. He's giving them promise and he's giving them assurance that I am going to become what you want me to become to you. If you want me to become your protector, I am going to be there for you. If you want me to defend you, I am going to defend you. If you want me to become your provider, I am going to provide for you. I pray that I am that I am will minister to your needs this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. So this morning, I just want us to take a look at those two words from the text. The one in verse 13, where God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." He said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am and sent me." So my message this morning is that the I am has sent me to you to preach unto you, to bring succor to you, to bring peace into your life, to bring peace into your marriage, to bring peace into your job, to bring peace unto your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So first of all, when God says I am, it means say I exist. Somebody who is there cannot say, "I am." God exists. And God is with you. Wherever you go, whatever situation you have this morning and you are listening to my voice, I pray that God that exists will exist and will come into your situation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, who is this I am? Number one, is the Alpha and is the Omega. Is the Alpha and is the Omega. In the book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 13, he said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." I bring good news to you this morning. Whatever has a beginning must have an end. The end has come to your problem today in the mighty name of Jesus. Why did I say, he said, "I am the beginning, I am the end"? This is the beginning here, and this is the end here. Whatever that is in between, God said, "I am there." He knows the beginning of your problem. He knows the end of your problem. And he has sent me to you this morning to tell you that whatever situation you are going through this morning, an end has come to it in the mighty name of Jesus. This I am is the one that said in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 26 verse 2. Proverbs chapter 26 verse 2, he said that a curse without cause shall not alight. In the name of the Alpha and the power of Omega, every curse placed upon you, every curse placed upon your family, every curse placed upon your business, every curse placed upon your children, whether you inherit that curse from your family, I say all those curses, they are removed today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to rise up. I said that we are going to make decree and we are going to pray. We are going to say, Father,
Father,
every decree,
every
curse
over my life,
spiritually,
physically,
financially, matrimonially, and educationally, I destroy you this morning. I overturn you this morning. In the name of Jesus, every cause, every evil decree upon me, upon my family, upon my business, upon my finances, upon my matrimonial house, upon my matrimonial home, upon me educationally, Lord, I destroy them. I destroy them. I overturn them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I overturn them, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's an inherited curse, whether it's a family curse, O Lord, every curse, bless upon me, bless upon my family. Lord, this morning, I destroy them. I overturn them. I overturn them. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You may be seated. The Lord will bless you. Number two is the great healer. He is the great healer. This I have that we are talking about. He is the great healer. Whatever diseases that you are going through, he said that he's going to heal you. He said in the book of Exodus chapter 15 verse 26. Exodus chapter 15 verse 26. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. In Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17, Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17, he said, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds. He said, I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. In Jeremiah chapter 33, Jeremiah 33 verse 6, he said, behold, I will bring in health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Rise up on your feet. You are going to say,
Oh Lord,
my healing is your hands alone. Father, heal me. Heal me, O Lord. Heal me, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, heal me, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heal me, O Lord. Heal me, O Lord. My healing is in your hand alone. My healing is in your hand alone. Father, heal me. Heal my family. Heal my marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heal my job, O Lord. Heal my job, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to say, Father,
Father,
I overcome every sickness, every pain, every disease by the blood of the Lamb. I declare that I've been washed and I've been healed by the blood of Jesus. Begin to decree. Begin to issue decree. I overcome every sickness, every pain, every disease by the blood of the Lamb. In the mighty name of Jesus, I overcome. I overcome. I overcome every sickness, every pain, every disease by the blood of the Lamb. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, I overcome.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
If you are sick, you are here this morning, God is going to heal you.
Amen.
Let God arise and his enemy be scattered.
Let God arise.
One, he has more than enough for you. You know, when I said that nobody must pass, if I do like this and say nobody must pass, I can only do to the extent of my hand. There are still plenty out there. There are still plenty out there. Maybe the enemy has been blocking you. They have been blocking your way to victory. They have been blocking your breakthrough. I say today, that great provider is going to provide for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He is the one that changed the bitter water in manna to become sweet. When you go to the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 15 verse 23, Exodus chapter 15 verse 23, he said they could not drink the waters of manna, for they were bitter. These are people that have been wandering for long, and they got to a place, they were thirsty. And they got to a place where they could drink water. And they found out that the water could not be drawn. But God went to that water and he put salt into it. Everything that is causing you, that is causing bitterness in your heart, that is causing bitterness in your home, the Lord will put salt into it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 19, 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 19. He said, and the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant as my lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren. Many of you, you come to the church, you wear suit, you wear agbada, you wear so many good shoes, but you know, there are so many things going on in your life. Some things that you cannot even share with people. That is the situation of these people. They said to the man of God, he said, man of God, look at it. You just look at the street light here. You just look at the palm tree, very, very green. He said, but the situation, he said, this land is pleasant. But I tell you, the ground is barren. What is good about a land that is good but is barren? I pray every barren thing in the life in your life this morning, the Lord will speak to it in the mighty name of Jesus. And they will be removed from barren in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This great provider we are talking about is the one who at the age of 100 and 90 respectively made Abraham and Sarah the mother of Isaac, of a child. Maybe you are here, you think that your time is up. You cannot have a baby. I prophesy unto you. You are looking unto God for the fruit of the womb. I say unto you, just like God answer Abraham and Sarah, the Lord will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 40 verse 2, He said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock and established my steps. The Lord will establish your step in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. He will bring you out of the miry clay in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. This God that we are talking about is the one that made the son of a farmer to become the greatest king in Israel, David. He's the one that brought somebody whose name is difficult to pronounce, whose father's name, is not even unknown, from a place called Kenya, and made him to become the most powerful man in the world. I'm talking about Obama. This God is still there. He can do it for you, and he will do it for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Even though your name may be Chukwuemeka, that people can find it difficult to do, or your name is Ogunleke, God is here. He's going to pronounce your name. They will be able to pronounce your name. They will be able to pronounce your name in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Maybe your name, you yourself, you find it difficult. Maybe because of embarrassment, you have even shot your neighbor to buy you. I'm telling you this morning, God is there for you. God is going to answer you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because you find it difficult that to call Chukwuemeka will be taking people to the next dentist, and you have taken you now call yourself Chuk. Oh, so that people, I'm telling you this morning that God is here. He's going to answer you. They will learn how to pronounce your name in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to rise up on your feet, and I want you to pray. You are going to say, Father, fire of Holy Ghost, scatter and destroy any angry spirit around me. Any angry spirit around me. Any spirit that is hindering my progress. Oh, scatter them. Scatter them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, scatter them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Any new spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Brethren, you don't need to work hard for God to bless you. Information is very important. Connection is very important. When God connects you to someone, why is it that my wife and I yesterday, I was saying that some people, the only thing they feed on is just connection. So I want to meet Warren Buffett and say, you give me $100,000. Maybe we don't know that one. That's what they feed on, just to connect you. It's not that as if they have done something, they will just give me $100,000 and I'll connect you, and you are going to be able to speak to him. You are going to say, Father. Father, Lord, connect and correct and direct my helpers to me. Anywhere they are, oh Lord, send destiny helpers to me, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, send destiny helpers to me, oh Lord. Connect me, oh Lord. Connect me, oh Lord, to destiny helpers, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody who will address my career. In the mighty name of Jesus. Connect me, oh Lord. Connect me, oh Lord. To my destiny, oh Lord. Connect my children, oh Lord. To their destiny, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, connect me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You may be seated, and Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Number 4, he is the great deliverer. This Aham that we are talking about is the great deliverer. Is the one that parted the Red Sea in Exodus chapter 14, verse 21. Just by Moses stretching forth his rod like this, he parted the Red Sea. I don't know what the Red Sea stands for in your life this morning. The Lord will part it in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to raise up your hand. You are going to say, Father, every Red Sea before me, I part them in the mighty name of Jesus. Every mercy before me, I found them, O Lord. Every mercy before me, I found them, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm walking on dry ground. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm walking on dry ground. Every day, every mercy. Found the Lord before me. I'm walking on dry ground. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm walking on dry ground. Every mercy before me. Every mercy before my children. I'm walking on dry ground. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. He's the one in the book of Esther chapter 3. When Haman conspired against Jews, but it backfired on them. If they have planned or conspired to fire you from your work, the Lord will do unto them as he did unto Haman. In the mighty name of Jesus. All those people who are conspiring against you, all those people who are ganging up against you at your work to make sure that you are fired, or maybe they have planned that they are going to restructure you out, or maybe they have planned to do something negative against you. All those people, before the end of this week, I prophesy and I decree that before the end of this week, those people, just like God did unto Haman, the Lord will do unto them in the mighty name of Jesus. He is the one that fought for the Israelites during the time of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat said that he saw the people of Ammon, the people of Mosiah, they came. Jehoshaphat was afraid. He said that, I'm afraid, but God said tomorrow, just go. You don't need to fight. That only just say, God is telling somebody that thing that you think you are going to fight about, you don't need to fight. Amen. You are just going to be saying it. And by this time, next month, you come and give testimony. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's a great rewarder. That is number 5. It's a great rewarder. He rewards people. He said in the book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 12. He said, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according to his work shall be." I want you to rise up. Our God is a great provider. He's the all-sufficient God. He's a great healer. He's a great deliverer. He's a great rewarder. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. Begin to talk to him. Whatever you want him to become to you, whatever we talk, we want him to, he exists. He exists. He's not a dead God. He's not a, talk to him this morning. Talk to him, oh Lord. Talk to him this morning. He's here. He's here. Talk to him. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to sing this song, and after that song, you are going to be praying until the pastor comes. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, oh Lord. By your power, by your mercy, deliver me, oh Lord. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, oh Lord. Prayer.